When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline with the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching this, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
The best hour of the day now officially is underway. It's a Thursday edition. It is Moneyline. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's Kevin Walsh. And away we go into the afternoon to set the table. There is Major League Baseball today. We do have it in the afternoon. We do have one night game, Philadelphia Phillies and the Atlanta Braves. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But Kevin, the hot topics here, start and finish with Luka Doncic going back yesterday to take on the Los Angeles Lakers, the Mavericks, his old team, the Mavericks. He's now a Laker. I want to start here with this because before I get into my soliloquy, which again, I started it this morning and I was angry yesterday, vibes in the building. How did you feel it went last night for Luka, and also your thoughts on how it actually played out last night?
If you are Luka, I am not sure it could have gone any better.
Yeah.
You were open and honest, even if you didn't want to be, when it came to the video and the tears that we all saw. He was electric in the first quarter, and then he was out of his mind in the first half, is what it turned out to be, with 31 first half points. He finished the game with, I think, what, 45,
killed
8 it. And 6?
Mm-hmm.
They win that game. It essentially is going to lock them into the 3 seed. The fans were so loving. And I think if you're Luka, considering how sad he was to leave, I think you should know, okay, I'm not crazy. They also miss me. So, I mean, from a Luka end of it, Donnie, I'm not sure the evening could have gone. I don't think there's a single aspect of it that could have gone better.
Yeah, I'm going to get to it in a second. Again, shout out everybody here piling into the chat box here, Sports Grid On Demand. Alan Smantana, thanks for the show, guys. Love the support out here. Thanks for listening in. Certainly, if you're watching or listening, SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Network, everything in between. But I want to talk about yesterday with Luka, because my angle is a little bit different than most people would try to approach this, because Luka coming back to Dallas was a really big deal for the fan base, organizations, both sides, depending on which way you thought made the right decision, which I think we know which side made the right decision at this point. But Luka comes back the conquering hero. I get that point of it. But if you are the franchise for the Dallas Mavericks, the only thing I have an issue with, I don't know why you made a big deal of it last night. This wasn't, again, like Luka's like, you know what? And let me play into it like a movie, a story.
I'm heartbroken. My wife's a Hollywood actress. I just can't even concentrate on basketball. We're away like 6-8 months of the year. I came to the ownership group and I said, I don't want to do this. I love Dallas. Can you please trade me to the Los Angeles Lakers so I can be with my wife and family? It's just heartbreaking. I can't deal with it. And he goes, you know what? We're going to make this happen. Landmark trade goes through, but everybody on both sides understands why the trade had to be done. All right. So Luka comes home. Hey, man, love you. T-shirts here, montage. We really wish you were here. Luka's tearing up because how much it meant to him to be a Maverick, but he had to move to the Lakers. The Dallas Mavericks, Kevin, basically told Luka, and you see it like even behind the scenes. Hey, buddy, I know you had a big win here. Drinking that beer. Hey, you drink a little bit too much. Fat. You're out of shape. I don't see you working out as much. We got to make a call on you over the next 10 years, which we might spend $500 million on your salary. We don't think you're worth it at all because you're going to be fat and out of shape in 2 years. We got to move you here. At least play it up. Nico, take the mic. The general manager here of the Mavericks. What was the reasoning? We don't think he's a good investment. We think he's going to be out of shape in 2 years. We wanted to make the move to Anthony Davis. So you know what? At least that organization has a backbone. But for them to trade him away behind the scenes, figuring he wasn't going to be worth the investment, and then welcome him home as a conquering hero with T-shirts and montages and crying and announcing him like he was a home player on the road team. Kevin, I didn't get it. I don't get what the Mavericks were doing there. I just don't.
It's interesting, Donnie, because guys return and get videos and thank yous all the time, right? And like Kevin Love this year, I think, you know, got another, you know, huge ovation when he played against Cleveland on the road. So it's kind of a tradition in the league. And I don't think, Donnie, it would do Dallas any favors, big picture, to quadruple down and act as if it was not Luka coming back to their building. I don't see that being beneficial. I saw someone yesterday. Now, I strongly disagree. Strongly. But it's someone whose you know, opinion I'll listen to occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you see how much this all means to Luka. I bet he goes back to Dallas if given the opportunity at some point in his career. Now, mm-hmm. I disagree, but I think the atmosphere, Donnie, that they offered up Luka Doncic, maybe I would, you know, drop my sword in that argument that, you know what, it does mean a lot to him, and maybe he would like to put that Dallas blue back on before it's all said and done.
And again, like I see where, like, LeBron James leaves Cleveland. That was LeBron James. He wanted to leave Cleveland. Goes back, roundly yep. booed. They get angry. They get upset and all that stuff. I get it. But this was an organization that, like, Luka never wanted to leave, figured he'd never leave the Dallas Mavericks. No Dallas Mavericks fan wanted him out, except the general manager and maybe a ownership group that was like, oh, we're in the casino business. If you think this is great, you're our GM. You know, make the move. It doesn't matter to us. And maybe he sold it as, hey, we have to pay that guy $300 million contract next year. Like, ooh, we might be able to save money and still the NBA will still make money. We don't have to pay the salary, and so be it. Like, I don't know what the interworkings were, but I see, like, the whole facade where, like, that arena was all, and even, like, Luka walking in, like, the big, like, murals on the wall. Thank you, Luka. For what?
Mm-hmm.
You as an organization told him he was fat and out of shape and you didn't want
so
him in
maybe
your future.
Then Donnie,
and then you
it's
welcome
not...
him home. I don't get it. Like, that's what
yeah,
I'm
but
at.
Donnie, I don't think it was then. It wasn't Nico saying thank you. I think it was for the fans. And those fans, Donnie, desperately wanted to say thank
yes,
you because those fans still adore
Kevin,
him.
Kevin, they would have all been there. They would have made their own T-shirts. They would have cheered him. They would have cheered fire Nico. But I just thought the whole, I think from a perspective of the organization trying to play this down the middle when it was their fault. And yet, this was a fault trade, Kevin. This wasn't good for both. Anthony Davis is a great player. But yeah. Usually you see, like, two great, okay, we'll live with it. We love our guy. Like, no, like, Luka was Dallas's guy that they as an organization decided to get rid of. This wasn't like, man, Kevin, the salary cap's coming up and we can't pay Luka Doncic. What a shame it's to go. They basically said, we don't want you here. And then welcome back, Luka. We love you. That's what I'm having a tough time wrapping my head around.
Yeah, no, I think, Donnie, why are they doubling down, right? The fans wanted to embrace him. They made their mm-hmm. decision. Luka yes. wanted to be embraced. There is no benefit to them acting like it was another game. And
it should have been another game to them. But, like, when most organizations, Kevin, get rid of a troubled player, they could care less. Like, they moved him and then tried to reap the benefits. Like, hey, let's make it back up to the fans. If I'm the fans, like, and looked at the stand. Wasn't a lot of people wearing Thank You, Luka shirts because they're probably disgusted that it came from the Mavericks organization. That place would have been sold out. That place still would have been rocking. But you don't have to introduce Luka, who you said was fat, out of shape, and probably drunk. That's why we needed to get rid of you to give him the N66 guard, Luka. No, it should have been 66 guard, Luka Doncic. That's it. That's all I needed.
There's no benefit to that. That's just existing in an odd world where you double down on something
we're lost. We're not doubling down. Like, our organization made the decision. We don't want you here. So why are we welcoming him back as the conquering hero on another team in our conference? That's the only thing I don't understand. Like,
Donnie, you have to think long game. You have to think long. Let me just say that. Yes, this is the long game. You want AD to resign or request out this summer?
If the money's there, he's going to resign.
Yeah, but Donnie, if you keep treating superstars like they are dispendable garbage, you will never get a franchise player again. You cannot operate that way long term. Not in this league.
I don't know. It was a big night for Luka, and I'm glad he did that. And I'm glad he's with the Lakers, and he's with a superstar town, which is what they deserve. But for my money, Dallas Mavericks is two-faced completely.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month long quick deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out this song. Best in decor, Black Friday score.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses too. Sheets that are new, everything home. These things in chrome. Hands up the clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is home.
Win the season, win the season.
Right back at it here. It is a Thursday, and a big Thursday. Not a big Thursday card, though, Major League Baseball. A lot of afternoon action. Only one night game tonight. Atlanta and the Philadelphia Phillies. That's it, Kevin. Everything else played during the day. Only a short card. Same thing in the NBA tonight. Not a lot of love. And also, the NBA ends on Sunday, which means you're going to see a lot of wonky, wacky lines down the stretch. And also, PSA right now. Public service announcement, Kevin. Don't let yourself get caught up in handicapping the NBA early in the day. This time of year, unbelievable swing. You're going to have 7, 8, 9, 10-point swings, trust me, coming up over the next few days. Just on, hey, look, this team needs the game. All of a sudden, wait a second. I thought they needed it. Why are they sitting every single starter here? That's what you're going to find out. Teams tanking for draft position. Teams that already tanked out of draft position, like the Philadelphia 76ers last night, they go, hey, you know what? We might be able to play to win a game tonight. Oh, look, we just won by about 20 points over the Wizards. See how that means? They can't even get out of their own way for 12 games. As soon as they get to where they need to be in the draft slot, boom, go on the road, knock off the Wizards. So tough times in the NBA right now. Tough.
Yeah, no, it's a very, very tricky stretch. It's a stretch that would have people up in arms if college basketball wasn't occupying all of their attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you try and pick your spots, right? Like tonight, Donnie, Minnesota and Memphis matters a lot to both teams. That's your game, you know? Yeah. If you want to, if you are a more, hey, what's on the slate tonight? What can I get involved with? Now, if you're a day-to-day NBA bettor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're probably very rhythmic with this now, and you might, no, I'm telling you, best game on the slate is X versus Y, 17-point number, dogs covering, might win outright, kind of type of scenario. The Western Conference, Donnie, this whole thing, and I've been saying this for a while, people keep saying, like, man, you want to be this, you want to be that, right? Like the Lakers, you know, I remember the Lakers were losing a game, like, psh, that's going to cost them big time, man. They could have been... Well, right now, they're the 3 seed. They'd be playing the 6 seed Memphis, which is who I think everybody wants to play in round one.
Mm-hmm. The 2 seed right now would have to play Golden State. That sounds like a disaster. Although, you know what? Give it 24 hours, Donnie. And the next thing you'll know, if you're the 3 seed, you'll be playing the Denver Nuggets in round number one. The whole thing is out of control as it pertains to who is actually matching up with who out West.
Yeah, the West is like, hey, 3 seed today, tomorrow morning, 7 seed. What? What happened here? Like, it's that close all the way through at this point. But we did see some of the odds on the FanDuel Sportsbook today, which brought a little bit of warmth to my heart. Like, the top teams to get Cooper Flag are 5-1. 5-1, 5-1, 5-1. Because the top 3 teams, ping pong balls, even chance to get it. And then I see the Sixers. Like, oh, what are they? 25-1 to get Cooper Flag, Kevin? Like, 7-1. Like, the Sixers have an honest, legitimate chance to get Cooper Flag now. Daryl Morey, general manager of the year for me. How do you feel about that?
I don't really want Cooper Flag to go to the Sixers. I think this is the thing.
What do you want
to
go, Utah? Come on now.
I think I want him to go to the Wizards. I mean, you can tell me that's a terrible take.
The Wizards don't deserve anything. By the way, if there's one sport team in the 4 professional sports that should just be retracted from society, it's the Wizards. The most meaningless professional sports team in our top 4 professional sports.
I think I don't even know if I can say. I had an answer and I pulled it back. I pulled it back. You could probably, here's the thing. I think you'd agree with it. Mm-hmm. If you just take some time, think about why would I pull it back and that you would agree with it. And then we can discuss it later. But I think I might be on the right track with another team. When it comes to the NBA though, Donnie, like, I actually think there's an argument possibly that the lottery this season has been very damaging because teams now are just like, I don't know, we just need a barrel towards a bottom 6 record or barrel towards a bottom 4 record. Where if you kept it NFL style, maybe you'd be better off. It's something to consider, but it feels like the bottom of the NBA, Donnie, is this, you know, there's more stars injured than ever before.
Yeah, I actually like what the NBA does because there shouldn't be like our prize was we know we just tanked the entire season on purpose and we automatically got the number one pick. Like the NFL is just a little bit different. Like it's hard. It's 17 games. It's a little bit different. The team's really bad. The NFL's like, hey, look, if you're really bad to get the number one pick, we'll get you a good quarterback. And hopefully you treat that with, you know, respect. And now you get the number one pick and then you're going to spend money and you're going to be a good football team. Because there is a floor in the payrolls here for the NFL and a ceiling as well. But in the NBA, like, you should tank. Like, hey, we won 3 games. And like, 5th pick. Like, No. You don't get a prize for tanking. You get a ticket into the tank. But you don't get a guarantee because the NBA probably is like, good. You won 3 games and you got the 5th pick. Sure, you're right. Try to hard win. Maybe luck will be on your side if you actually spend money and get back out there at this point. So the NBA, usually I'm like, you know what? Worst team, just give them the worst pick. I actually like that. I do. You should never be rewarded on a 82-game schedule for automatically trying to lose every game and then get the big payoff is, hey, I get Kevin Durant, I get, you know, LeBron James for that. I just don't think you should do that.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know. I go back and forth. I'm not telling you 100%. Like, it's weird because the Titans, Donnie, right? Like, terrible this year. They get Cam Ward. The difference is, in the NFL, the Titans will draft Cam Ward and their fans will be like, awesome. We should probably win 8 or 9 games, you know? We should be contended for a post. Where in the NBA, to your right, let's just say it's the Wizards. They get Cooper Flag, and then their fan base be like, awesome. Now let's wait one more year, all right?
Yes.
Let's get AJ DeBonta, and now we've got a super team. It's like, no. You can't do that. You can't do that. Like, you got to
watch out.
But your point of, you know what? Forget that. Oklahoma City, okay? We give all this praise. Like, oh my God, they got every draft pick. Okay, they've still not made a big trade. Remember when the Pelicans, Donnie, had every draft pick under the sun?
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is all this securing of every draft pick right now has not helped Oklahoma. They're still great, but they're not great because they own every draft pick. It's just
something
to note.
I think OKC is the best team in the NBA. You take Adam Silver aside, have a couple cocktails with him. He wants OKC to get dropped round number one. So no, but same thing with the Sixers. Sixers were on their way to uncracking the riddle of the NBA and how to be great. NBA stepped in and gave Brian Colangelo and tore it all down in a matter of just a few months. They don't want tanking, trust me. Neither do we technically, but time's the only way to win. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Chat box popping today. Sports Grid on demand. Find yourself over there. Hit the subscribe button. Alan's in there. Kristen's out there. Jordan BP's out there. Vic Ferrari's out there. Sharing information, having some fun, and getting after it and having those hot takes here. It's what we do at the Sports Grid Network. It's why we have fun. Love to do it here on the radio. But we do have the Masters Tournament from Augusta, Georgia, in full swing, started today, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, of nothing but Amen Corner and the rafters shaking through the trees with massive birdies come late Sunday afternoon. Aaron Rye, the leader right now, at 8 through 8 holes at minus 4 under. Stefan Jaeger at minus 3 through 7 holes. Joaquim Neiman, Scottie Scheffler just drained a 65-foot birdie putt here. Jordan Spieth is 2 under. Tyrell Hatton is 2 under. Scoring looks pretty good early in this event. I have one bet placed on the Masters, which was a boost at Bet365. It was Rory McIlroy to finish top 20 today, which is Thursday, boosted from a minus 150 price to a plus 100 price because I wanted to get in. I'm not a golf handicapper. I don't watch golf all that much, but I did think that might have been a decent price. But we're seeing, Kevin, that we have some good scoring conditions early and some big names getting after it. For me, Rory doesn't tee off until the 1 o'clock hour. It's actually 1:12 is his starting time. So I have to wait a little bit, but I need a top 20 out of Rory. Did you do anything with the Masters today?
Yeah, I got involved a little bit. I played Morikawa and Hovland outright. Mm-hmm. So that's where I invested there. I have a top 20 parlay for Rahm and Morikawa, top 40 parlay for Thomas, Spieth, and Cantlay. But the one option I threw out there was the winning score under. Very complicated. Basically, I need the winner to be 14 under or better. 14 under, okay. 15 under, 16 under. It's a great tournament.
Yeah.
It's a great tournament. I would need, just from what I saw looking into it, I think the conditions line up. I think today is nice. Tomorrow, I understand, could be tough. But hopefully then, you know, if it's a little wet Saturday, you know, if it can kind of last some of the wetness from Friday into Saturday, scoring conditions could be nice. And don't forget, it only takes one guy. You know, it's not a situation where it's like, oh, what if it's a runaway? Great. Good for me. So that's one that'll,
19 under,
you know, keep me involved the whole way. I think we're due for someone to have a great Masters. So that's what I'm betting on there. I'll say this, though. It is flatly unacceptable for the Masters to be as big as it is. And right now, it is not just like directly on your television. The idea that you have to go to like a ESPN Plus and find a group, it is outrageous. Why though? Why?
I think it has a lot to do with the Masters as well. Like if you remember the Masters, like when I was growing up as a kid, Kevin, no cameras on the front nine. They didn't show the first nine holes of the tournament. Never. Not anywhere. Yeah. They didn't even have the camera stands. They only showed the back nine. And again, on Sunday, Saturday and Sunday, as it gotten big. The Masters is one of those where they have so much money down there, Kevin. And it's one of the rare instances where it's like money doesn't matter. It actually doesn't matter at Augusta. Like they don't need new memberships. They don't need anything. They have tons of money that they work in capital that just from doing the Masters on their own terms. I remember this might've been maybe 15, 20 years ago at this point now. Women weren't allowed to be members at Augusta. So there's a big protest out here. And the big companies, which used to be, I think they only had like three. It was like IBM, Ford, Mercedes, or maybe a credit card company. Just Those three were the only people that were the sponsors of the Masters. And they went to the Masters and said, man, we are catching heat right now. It's not a good look for our company that we sponsor a tournament where women can't be members of the golf course. They could play, they could be there, they could eat dinner, they could do whatever they wanted. They just couldn't be members. So the Masters goes, we're not changing our minds here. And I'll tell you what, no sponsors this year. We're just going to run it ourselves. Like, that's how much they don't care about money. They don't, like, when they have a stand to take, that's what they do. So when you see it stuck, like, you know what? U.S. Open. Hey, I want to grab a beer and a hot dog. $36, Mr. DRS. Thanks for that. What? You go down to the Masters. You want a beer and a hot dog? Like $5 total. Like, it's just an odd environment where they're so set in the past where it's probably up to them. Like, hey, we want to broadcast it. No. Settle down. Settle down. This is how we're doing it.
I don't like it at all, actually. it's not for me. I never like stuff like that. It's why I'm one of the few Yankee fans who always thought the facial hair stuff was preposterous.
No, it's not.
The idea.
You're too young to understand that. You're too young to understand.
No, I'm not. I'm obviously right about that. And the Yankees proved that this year by getting rid of it.
Now they can't hit.
What do you mean they won yesterday? Thank you. Ben Rice, bing bong. So, yeah, no, I think the idea that people are like scared of the Masters, I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Don't go up against the Masters. Don't go up against the Masters. By the way, I didn't get a chance to ask you, like, what dinner are you serving at the Champions Dinner at the Masters? I need your opinion on that since it is Masters Week. We'll be back. It's Moneyline Series 6 on Channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it, afternoon baseball. Still cold weather, man. Waiting for the weather to change. Usually when you watch the Masters on TV, it's like, hey, man, 70 degrees down there. Bright blue skies. Spring is here. Not really that sense here on the East Coast just yet. And you're finding a lot of these afternoon games, 2 1 o'clock games, a 2 o'clock game, a 3 o'clock game, a 4:10, and then a 7:15 between the Phillies and the Atlanta Braves. And it might be panic time for the Braves. Phillies won yesterday in Atlanta, 9th inning home run from Trey Turner, which then puts the Braves to the brink where they have a good pitcher on the mound, but so do the Phillies. Like, the Phillies beat them again. You start, there's not panic mode because it's not like, hey, you have to win your division or you don't get into the playoffs. There's multiple wild card spots. It's a long season. Half the National League will be tanking by September. And if you're a decent team, you'll probably be worst case scenario of the Braves. What? 3 games back with 25 to go. So I don't think their season is over and they're getting some of their superstar players back, but you can't continue to dig that hole deeper and deeper, which is what might you get today with Schwellenbach versus Luzardo. Other games out there, Kevin, Toronto, Boston, Milwaukee, Colorado, Minnesota, Kansas City, Los Angeles, and Tampa, and then the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Guardians. I went over the numbers this morning. There's a few minor spots that I might like today, particularly in that game with the Boston Red Sox and Toronto Blue Jays, but it's not a great day for me. Handicapping, saying, boy, this card looks fantastic.
I had a bet yesterday. I was off. Yanks game was on Prime, so easily accessible. It was their team total over 3.5. And the first 3 games of the day were Pirates, Cardinals, Yankees, Tigers, and Mets Marlins.
Yeah.
No runs through 11 innings of Pirates Cardinals.
True.
Yankees first runs. The first run of that whole game in the Yankees Tigers game came in the 7th, right? It was 4-0 going into the bottom of the 9th. Mets got shut out. Marlins only had 2 runs through the first 8 innings, finished with 5. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, all right, that's it. We got to move baseball back. It's got to start in May. This is ridiculous. This is so garbage. This is so ridiculous. What are we doing? Or dome everything. I can't. This is terrible. These teams are out there. Jazz Chisholm looks like he's playing in Antarctica with the stuff he's got. And I don't blame him. It's just, by the way, crazy.
Just random Jazz Chisholm. Such a talented player. He's so hard to bet. And I'm not, because I've won a bit with him and I've lost a bit with him. But he's like, let's just take a look at like maybe two different players. You bet Juan Soto, like an RBI prop, a base hit. Every at bat, Kevin, you're going, this guy understands what he's looking at. This guy's prepared at the plate, and he's going to execute. Now, it doesn't always work out, but you know he's going to give you a good at bat. Half of Jazz Chisholm's at bat are, I have no idea what pitch is coming here, and boy, oh boy, I'm going to try to hit this 600 feet. And it's like, thanks, Jazz, at that point. Like, he's one of those players where you could take him, and he goes 0 for 4, 3 Ks. The very next day, Kevin, 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 4 RBI, and a couple stolen bases. Like, I can't just, he's such a tough player to bet. I know you want to just look at statistics, which is what I primarily base everything off of, and you just have to stick to what you see. But when you bet him and I watch his at bat, it's like, all right, Jess, just put the ball in play. You see the first swing, it's like, just go sit down in the dugout right now. Like, you have no idea what the deal is at this point. So he's one of those lightning rod guys for me, which I've said, man, you know what? Double in the gap. Love to see that with an RBI. And then 0-for-5. The one game that killed me last week was everybody in the Yankees lineup had a statistic of either a base hit, a run, or an RBI. And Jazz had nothing, which drove me up a wall. Like, everybody is eating all over the place. Like, Jazz, just walk. The guy behind you is going to hit a double in the gap and you'll score. Couldn't even get that done. Yeah, he was frustrating for me so far.
Yeah, the wild thing is, like, the Yanks win that game yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other day, it's like, oh, they get shut out. It's like, oh, man, the Yanks are struggling. Like, it's so bad. And then you look around the rest of the American League, and you're like, there's just no good teams in this league, so it doesn't even matter. Like, that's 7-5, right? and it's like, this is awesome. Like, I'm telling you, if you guys just take a chance and you look at the American League MVP market and you compare it to the National League MVP market,
yes,
you will understand why I was so offended by the Aaron Judge price. Because the entire American League market is just Judge against Bobby Witt. The third option's Gunnar Henderson. He missed the first week of the season, if not, you know, week Everest, and a half.
Crash,
and the
Vladdy.
Fourth, Donnie, the fourth, do you know who the fourth option is, at least the last time I looked, to win American League MVP?
No. Who is it?
Mike Trout.
Pitcher? Yeah.
Mike Trout.
He was 16 or 18-1. The point that you bring up, though, is valid. Because in the preseason, we were doing all this stuff through spring training. And like every day, talk about, okay, let's look at the odds. Like you have nuanced conversation about the National League, like the standings. Okay, Dodgers are the best by far. There's a couple teams here on that, you know, tertiary spot that might be able to, you know, give the Dodgers problems if, let's just say, you get to the playoffs. And I would look at the American League and I go, how the Yankees this price? Like, there's no way I'm taking the Yankees. And then I go, all right, I do like the Red Sox a little bit. I wasn't high on the Orioles. They're at 5-8. I go to the center, I'm like, every team stinks out loud. And I go, well, the Rangers have talent. Houston's fell off. Nobody can trust Seattle. And then it's the Athletics and the Angels. And I'm like, yeah, it is the Yankees. Like, the Yankees, Stanton is a big part of that lineup. Who knows if he's going to play again? Obviously, both elbows hurt. I have no idea how on a guy built like that. And then you take a look at Garrett Cole's down. Before the season starts, you go, there's no way this team's winning. And then you go, no, everybody stinks in the American League. And how did that happen? I don't know.
I kept getting arguments with the GTD crew preseason. They're like, Yanks are terrible. Like, they're you know, this team's such frauds. And I'm like, listen, guys, like, I understand what you're trying to say, but then why are they booked as favorites? And they kept going, Yankees tax. I go, hey, man, they don't Yankees. They're not. If you're telling me this team is bad, they're not going to Yankees tax you all the way to favorite to win the pennant. Okay.
Yeah,
and it's because you look around and it's like, yeah, the Yanks might have a down year. It would still be stunning if they missed the postseason.
Yeah,
like that's the way it is. Like, I have a ticket on Houston actually to win the American League, and it's annoying to watch them, you know, not hit the baseball early season. I'm not gonna panic. They have 5-8. They're a 3-game win streak away.
Watch out for those Guardians. You know what I mean? Yeah. Ooh, the Angels, 7-4. Big season for the Angels out there. Logan Ohapi and the boys. Jorge Soler. A lot of that action. I'm just waiting for the weather to turn. Again, we're only April the 10th at this point, but I think about the weather turning, Kevin, yesterday. You know what happened for your boy DRS? Sprinklers got turned on yesterday. Blown out, ready to go. Had him rocking through 3 days. I'm in New Jersey. 3 times a day, those bad boys are hitting that grass. It's going to get green. It's time to go. It's exciting.
You are slowly becoming correct. And I didn't really doubt you because I've learned to not, right? But the backstory, if anybody knows, is I go like, Don, I don't care about any of this stuff. He goes, I get it. You're young. You just moved in. Eventually your grass will be your everything.
Yes.
And I mentioned this on the radio. We're going to get the backyard sodded. It's a little kind of lot almost. Yep. But it is so beat up, and I now hate it. It's driving me crazy. The guy came yesterday to kill, like, this, you know, the bad stuff in it or whatever it might be, and I cannot wait until I can look out there and, like, walk on that grass, maybe barefoot, and, like, feel... Donnie, it's a dirt lot. the dogs. We got two little princesses. They don't even like going on it anymore. They're like, what is this? They're like, what is this? You got to be kidding me.
Bring people over to the house. Let me show you the backyard. You got to immediately comment. Like, look, that the grass area, don't worry about it. You know what I mean? It's not even one of those things like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to approach it first before the people see it. Like, you know, I know the backyard doesn't have any grass right there. Exactly. You block it out. Don't worry about it. It's going to get fixed at that point. But I never, like when I obviously graduated high school, didn't own a house, college, still with the parents for a year or two, then moved out, had a condo. Obviously, I didn't have to take care of grass. Then had a townhouse, didn't have to take care of grass. Then got a house. I'm like, grass, like I don't cut the grass. I don't have time to cut the grass. We have a service do it. But when I immediately took a liking to, like, okay, the people that owned the house before didn't take care of the sprinkler systems all that well, rebuilt the sprinkler system, not myself, but had like companies do it. I can change them in and out myself now. This underground sprinkler system, I can set it myself. If it needs more water this day, if I got to change it ahead to turn a certain direction, I love it. Like, you will find yourself when you get older. And again, the people out there know this. 6 o'clock is the first time my sprinklers go off in the morning. I'll watch him for 5 minutes. He's like, all right. Okay. Okay. That grass is getting hit over there. Now let's get through to our day. It's a great time, man. It's Moneyline. We bring it all up. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Masters, it's Masters Week. Hello, friends. Jim Nance calling the Masters year to year to year. Always good stuff here. Let me just scan some of the updates. It's not really anything going on in the sports world per se at this point, right? Oh, Alan Lazard taking a pay cut with the Jets. Congratulations, Jets, on that. Moving people around. You know, Jokic and Denver winning a game last night after Michael Malone was fired. Not really all that interesting at this point. But if we do look at a Masters update again, Aaron Rye still up there at -4, Jaeger 3 under, Neiman 2 under, Scheffler 2 under, Hatton 2 under, and a pile of people at -1 and even par as you go. Who's in last place? I always like to look at that. Patrick Kizeri, 7 over through 16. So he's going to be getting an early flight home at that point here. I would love to go to the Masters, by the way. Do you ever have any thought? Because I went to a U.S. Open at Marion Country Club just outside of Philadelphia. It was Justin Rose won the tournament, but I got to see Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, like all the big, Rory McIlroy, like all the big names. It was really fun, but I would get a kick out of the Masters for something that you've seen so many times on TV and can like place where you've been. Tickets are so hard to get, so expensive. I'll probably never get there. Quite frankly, traveling and to do that probably won't be on the, you know, the bucket list, but boy, I would have loved if it was accessible to go to, I would have loved to have gone there.
Yeah, I've not like followed it to the degree where it's like, man, that is some place I've always wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And like we talked about earlier, I don't know. I feel like some of the conversation around it is like turning me off to the whole thing of like, we are above everyone else. I don't know. It's very snobby. So that stuff's a little off-putting. It's just, I don't know. Doesn't do it for me. What do you mean, stop?
What do you mean snobby down there? What's snobby? It's Goff. Come on. Guys are getting fired up down there. You grab a seat, sit in a purely manicured area.
Yeah, guy hits a good shot, I scream, and everyone's like, we got to get him out of there.
Yeah. Or this guy's blocking me here.
Yeah.
Why isn't this guy shaved? You know what I mean? A lot of complaints about you down there.
Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Today, I was talking to someone, right, this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I was like, yeah, I got a couple minutes for the big guy, right? Da 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 da. And then they said, well, here's the thing, big guy. And they went, by the way, I say that like with like, y'all bigger than me. And I was like, I didn't take it as anything other than that. Like, that's not something you have to be. Big guy is not offensive. Yep. That's, you know what I mean? But then it was almost like, what's going on now? It's like, what are we? It's like, you know, listen, I am big, but I am tall, so it doesn't. I don't have to immediately.
There's no negative connotation with big guy.
Yeah. Yep. Gotta look, watch out, man. Get you at that point. I like how you had to apologize. Ooh, maybe I just set him up for something. I said, come on now. We've heard worse than that, much worse than that. Now, as we transition for Kevin, big guy, perfect segue here. I was going to ask you a question about the Masters. They have the champions dinner every year on Tuesday night. The previous champion gets to set the dinner course here. And I love this setup, too, because the head of the Masters tournament and or country club gets to go.
Yeah.
The only other people that get to go, Kevin, are just the winners themselves. No wives, no girlfriends, no kids, nothing. It's just like a man's man dinner here. And Scottie Scheffler, I thought, had an absolutely fantastic like meal card set up for his menu. Like nice appetizers, cheeseburger sliders. I think they had a nice spicy soup in there. Chili. And then for the main course, like you can get a fish, you know, if you're not a meat eater, but if not, you get the bone in like ribeye cowboy steak, like a nice warm, you know, cookie ice cream concoction for the dessert. Like I looked at that menu and said, I would go to a restaurant and be like, just give me the Scottie Scheffler. Like, and I would enjoy my entire night. I loved what I saw. I did.
I did as well. I can't pretend I didn't. It was, it was very strong. I wonder though, man, like, you know, again, so Kevin Big Guy steps up to the plate. I go, what could I handle that maybe no one else could? Well, okay. because now who gets invited to this? You said like everyone that's competing.
Just the live previous winners, and just the head of the golf club. That's it.
Ah, see, if like other contestants guys, were there, Donnie,
25 guys.
You know what I mean?
Maybe?
Like maybe I you know like a buffalo mac and cheese, right? Buffalo chicken mac and cheese.
They
like,
had a lot that of that really, stuff though.
Like that can mess up someone's stomach though if they can't hang. So you know what I mean? Like you just start feeding something where it's like Thursday, like, nah, I can't get involved here,
like,
man.
Ugandan chili with some mysterious spice in it. Like, hey, this, you guys will love this year. Not showing up. Like Bellinger's out here getting like Ugandan spice wings or whatever he's doing. Like, look, can't have that anymore. Messing me.
Bellinger needs to explain himself, by the way.
Oh, that's tough.
Like,
man.
I had wings and now I'll never be able to eat wings for like him being like it's a wings issue than the place he went to. Because he said he swore thing, off though. Wings for 5 years. I'm not following that.
Now, see, it's just that's psychological. Because let's just say, because people that are out here right now, they understand this. There are certain liqueurs that smell a different way. Now, after you had a long night of drinking and you threw up all night long in your teens or your early 20s, and you go, I will never have Jägermeister again in my life. The Jäger didn't cause this. You could drink Jäger tomorrow and you'd be fine. But that ill feeling is associated now with wings for him, like, brother, I couldn't get out of the bathroom for 3 days because I ate these wings. And I'd be like, I had nothing to do with the wings. But that's what I ate, and that's what I think caused it. I can't eat wings anymore. And I understand it. I understand the flight.
So I get that because I had a situation with Fireball where just like the entire cinnamon concept is crazy now to me. So
now you look from like that a Fireball guy. You know what I mean? You are cinnamony over there. You know what I mean? So I'm surprised.
Well, no, listen. I was, and then I was too much. And now it's like, all right, we can't. You know, we got to ax that out. So, but to me, it came off as if he was saying, wings clearly are a no-go for me. Like, wings caused this.
Yes, like, I got tested. They said, you know what? The only thing we found is you can't eat wings anymore. Like, like a time.
That would, if I, after my experience went, man, I tell you, something in that Fireball. It's like, there's nothing in that Fireball, man. Like, it was flowing.
Like, you know what's in that Fireball? Should have had two or three shots of it. That's it. Not the bottle of fire. Yeah,
correct.
Exactly. That's what
correct. I shouldn't have been seeing two and then asked them to pick me up more, right? Like, that was, but it seemed as if Bellinger was like, man, anywhere you get wings, this is what happens. It's like, no, Cole, that's not.
Like, he needs to put up, like, the place he got it from. I went down on 110th Street and got some wings at this place. Nobody should ever go there again. But by the way, is there any worse feeling if you are a pro athlete? Like, you have to be at the top of your game in front of the public. It's like, man, I don't even know if I can run the first base right now, if you know what I mean. I've seen out here in the streets. We've all been there before. Some worse than others. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's the 10th final week of
the NBA season. Now, we had a poll, Kevin. You would get a kick out if you're on the Fade the Public with where I went with this poll. And let me just say, I'm going to bring it up here. Type it in, the gold Twitter machine. We'll go to Sports Grid, Fade the Public, which we do every top of the hour in the third hour. And what it was, Kevin, was like, what are you most interested in sports-wise in the month of April? Let me just, there we go. And it was four answers they gave you, Kevin. It was the Masters, the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, or the NFL draft. Over 400 votes in it. I picked the thing that was dead last by the widest margin. What did I pick?
So give me the poll. Give me the poll again, just so I make sure I have
it. Which April sporting event are you most interested in? The Masters, okay, the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, and the NFL draft. One of them was way behind every single one of them, and I voted for that one.
And which one are you most interested in? So I am personally most interested in the NBA playoffs.
Where do you think I went?
See, if I had to guess, you know what's crazy? Mm-hmm. You're not that much of a golf guy.
Mm-mm.
But you're not, you don't really like the draft. But I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. I'm going to get annoyed at you if you tell me you clicked that you care more about the NHL playoffs than the NBA playoffs.
No, I got you. I went NBA playoffs. That would have been fun. I hate the NHL because the Flyers are bad. If the Flyers were running like top three in the NHL every year, this show might be like, hey, okay, we got to spend a half hour on the Flyers and the Avalanche tonight at this point. Like, that's how much I used to like hockey, but completely fell off. But I voted NBA playoffs, and I had to explain it to Ben. It's like, I hate the NBA. The product is atrocious through 82 games, but the playoffs are so much different. Like, you finally get to the time of the season where the best athletes in the world actually care about their product. You handicap in the morning, Kevin, like, oh, look at that. Jimmy Butler's going to sit this one out tonight. You have none of that. It is a war all the way through to the end. And I understand why the NBA came in dead last by a wide margin is because I usually would think like that. Like, yeah, the NBA, get out of here, NBA. The NBA regular season, horrendous. The NBA playoffs, enjoyed immensely. And I voted for the NBA playoffs is for the month of April, first round, second round, playing rounds, you get the best of the best giving their best, which you don't get in the regular season. That's because NHL, I could care less about. The NFL draft, hey, who did the Eagles pick? And like, who goes top three? That's great. The rest of it stinks. The Masters is fun just because it's annually. It's the Masters. The spring is coming. It's entertaining TV. The best golfers are out there. It's the first major of the year. So you're not already bored by the British Open at that point. So that's why I went NBA playoffs.
But what's the, can you give me the percentages of this poll? Let me see how angry I should.
47% on the Masters, number one.
Okay. I'll let you finish, but I have a take on that. Go ahead.
27% for the draft, 16.5% for the NHL playoffs, which, by the way, the NHL playoffs are fantastic. But for me, I'm just not a hockey fan at this point right now, so I don't care. The NBA playoffs at 10%, dead last.
Here's what I will say. If you did that poll on like January 1st, hey guys, when it comes to April sports, what's your favorite? I don't think the results look that way. The Masters is right in front of everyone. The reality is, Donnie, nobody watches a second of the Valero. Okay?
Correct.
So
Donnie, who'd you pick in the Masters? And I told Ben, I was like, Ben, I didn't watch a single swing of live golf this year. But I like the Masters because it's the event, it's on my TV. Yeah. And maybe you place a wager. I wasn't going to bet it at all until we get to boost. And hopefully tomorrow you get another boost and Saturday, Sunday, I'll be involved and like the Masters. I've always loved the Masters, but you're right. I think you're right on the timing of it.
But so I think that gets the Masters a big boost. Football's football. We know what football is. So that gets a boost. NHL being in front of NBA, to me, it shows you just how like angry people get with the NBA. Correct. You right do that poll when the NBA playoffs are going on. Donnie, zero people are watching Capitals Islanders.
But the best playoff product to me is the National Hockey League. Remove football from the equation. The best playoff product is the NHL. If you have a team that you like they are phenomenal. But again, I'm not going to bring my bias in because I'm the opposite. Like I hate if the NBA went away and we didn't play a single regular season game, it would not – one iota bother me one bit. But if you just say, okay, now the playoffs start with the NBA, the season's now, like I'm in. Like I love it. I think it's great.
I'll be honest with you, the NHL thing's always been a peeve of mine. I understand, look, people can like it. But I remember once I got in an argument with someone who goes, what would you rather watch live? Hockey or basketball? I went, basketball. They're like, you're crazy. Hockey's so much better live. I go, I don't like hockey.
So I would rather watch basketball. Stop doing this thing where I have to go, okay, listen, none of us like hockey, watch hockey, bet hockey, but live playoffs? Oh, it's the best thing ever. Nobody cares.
Top 10 movie list. I love Goodfellas. That movie stinks. Yes. It's my list. I don't care if it stinks or not at this point. I always love that from the people. The JP behind the wheels of steel for Kevin Walsh from Donnie Wrightside. Thank you for tuning in here. We'll be back tomorrow for another edition of Money Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.